Welcome. Today we're diving into the material on Barbara Lane, the real-life Barbie figure, and her academy.
Right, the place where promises of beauty and transformation kind of, well, soured into something much darker. Predatory, really.
Exactly. So let's jump right into some thoughts on sharpening the narrative and impact of this really compelling legend.
Absolutely. It's got that potent mix, doesn't it? Aspiration meeting something sinister. We want to help really nail the mechanics of how that shift happens in the writing.
Okay, so, first big thought. The deception itself. You make a strong case for it, but maybe we can amplify that contrast even more between the huge promises and the, well, the subtle, chilling realities?
Yeah, I see that. The text lays out the promises clearly. Beauty, confidence, love, a new face, all that. And then the outcome, clients looking almost the same, just hollow.
Mm-hmm.
But the insidious nature of that hollow sameness, you know, making that specific feeling, that subtle wrongness, hit harder than if it were just like a total botch job.
Right. It's not just failure. It's a distortion. The legend promises transformation, but this counter-narrative of twisted similarity, of hollowiness, that could be so much more visceral, like a slow-burn horror.
Exactly. It's the lack of obvious change, combined with that pervasive, hollow sameness, that feels like the real tool here. It's subtle.
So the suggestion is maybe to interweave those initial dazzling claims directly with how they were subverted, often slowly. Focus on how the small things, the scars formed, the smiles stiffened, weren't just side effects, but part of the manipulation.
Yes. It's almost worse, isn't it? They're left with this uncanny valley version of their dream, not just nothing.
Yeah, precisely.
And think about this. Barbara Lane's own flawless smile. That image must have been key to her brand, drawing people in.
Definitely.
So what if you directly contrast that image with the later descriptions of the client's stiff smiles? It immediately highlights the lie, you know? Her perfect mask versus their subtly broken reflections.
That's a powerful visual. It makes the disingenuous promise really land. Beauty promised, but a kind of subtle degradation delivered.
And you could push that further with the before-after photos. The legend implies triumph in those photos.
Right, the big reveal.
But what if they're framed differently? Not as proof of success, but as like false evidence. Evidence of that disturbing hollow sameness. Not real beauty.
So the photos themselves become part of the con, managed visuals that look like success, but actually document the subtle manipulation.
Exactly. It turns the very idea of visual proof against itself, weaponizing the after photo in a way.
Making the reader feel that creeping betrayal, that the dream was actually a trap hidden behind a veneer of minor improvement.
Yeah, that slow realization is key. The myth of perfection just mirroring back their own insecurities, but twisted.
Okay, let's shift gears. This next point feels crucial, almost chilling. The contracts they never read.
Ah, yes.
The material mentions them, but based on what's here, I wonder if we've fully captured how foundational they were. Like, this wasn't just an oversight by clients. It was the engine of her control, right?
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. Those contracts, those unread documents, they weren't incidental. They were, it seems, Barbara's strategic blueprint, the legal mechanism allowing her to essentially own her clients, as the text says.
So we need to elevate that. Show it wasn't, yes, one mistake, but a core part of her method. That whole consent versus contract idea really comes to the fore then.
Right. It reframes the narrative from simply naive victims to people actively ensnared by legal maneuvering they never saw coming.
It really does. So, a concrete way to show this, maybe emphasize how those unread contracts directly enabled her marketing, putting client faces on billboards, using their names and testimonials.
Because she had the legal right.
Exactly. Cemented from the start. It wasn't just opportunistic, it was planned exploitation, legally sanctioned by that unread signature.
And it goes beyond marketing, too. That same contractual power connected directly to her later actions, suing clients for defamation if they dared complain.
Ah, okay. So the contract becomes both shield and sword.
Precisely. It shows her confidence, her calculation. She knew she held the legal high ground because of those unread clauses. She turned their own supposed consent against them. That's where the methodology, the predator's method, really becomes clear.
It paints a picture of someone incredibly calculating, understanding aesthetics, yes, but also law, psychology, weaving it all together.
Yeah, it's not just a scam. It's a meticulously built system of control where the signature, tragically, makes the victim complicit.
Okay, so that leads into the final point. The ending line in the material is powerful. The perfect woman they envied wasn't a victim, she was the predator.
Very strong line.
Agreed. But to really earn that punch, maybe we need to ensure every piece of evidence presented earlier methodically builds towards that conclusion, like constructing a case step by step.
I think that's right. The narrative shows what she did, but maybe it could more explicitly link each action, the promises, the subtle changes, the contracts, the handling of complaints, to her calculated predatory strategy, revealing the why behind the what. Showing the architect behind the facade.
Yeah, like reverse engineering the trap.
So maybe reevaluate the sequence. Ensure each step from setting up the academy, the promises, the slight alterations, the control of identity via contracts, right up to her cool response to investigators, show each as a deliberate move in her predatory game plan.
Building the case piece by piece, leaving no doubt. Connecting the myth of the perfect woman to the cold reality of the schemer.
Yes. For instance, think about the clients posing for those photographs before the surgeries.
Standard procedure, you think?
But frame it differently. Frame it as Barbara methodically collecting assets. Assets she planned from the start to control and monetize through those contracts. It shows foresight, calculation, not just
procedure.
That adds a layer of coldness, definitely. Predatory planning, not just reacting.
And then, fast forward, connect her flawless smile for the cameras. When the investigators showed up, connect that directly to her confidence that she'd already won.
Ah, okay. So the smile isn't just composure.
No, it's proof of her perceived impunity. It highlights how her system, the contracts, the photo strategy, blaming the victims, insulated her. She knew her web was strong enough. The smile is the final, chilling confirmation of the predator secure in her trap. Okay, that makes sense. It shows every single move from the first lure to that final defiant smile was part of this calculated strategy. It locks in that predator label undeniably.
Exactly. The audience doesn't just get told she's the predator. They witness the construction of her predatory nature throughout the narrative. They understand the design.
Well, this has been really insightful, digging into this legend. So just to recap the main points for strengthening the material. First, sharpen that narrative arc of deception. Really dial up the contrast between the grand promises and the subtle, chilling way they were twisted into that hollow sameness.
Mm-hmm. Make the subtle horror more visceral. Second, really elevate the role of the unread contracts. Show them as the foundational instrument of her control, the legal bedrock that enabled everything else.
Right, the strategic core. And third, structure the reveal of her predatory nature more methodically. Ensure every action, every detail, cumulatively builds the case, leading inevitably to that final powerful identification. She was the predator.
So the actionable suggestions boil down to sharpening that promise versus reality contrast, really emphasizing the contractual mechanisms essential to her control, and meticulously crafting the narrative flow to underscore her calculated predatory moves all along.
We think these refinements could really maximize the story's impact, turning a fascinating legend into something truly unforgettable. We definitely encourage you to work with these ideas and, you know, feel free to submit the revised piece back for another look.